With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of Sacred Portland Organ Music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted to be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. This week's observance of All Saints' Day on November 1st and All Souls' Day on November 2nd gives us the opportunity on today's program to listen to some of the most glorious sacred choral music ever written. We'll share transcendent music by Eleanor Daly, Ralph Vaughan Williams, William H. Harris, and others. We'll begin with organ music based on Gregorian chant, Mort et Resurrectio, Death and Resurrection, by 20th century French composer Jean Langlet. Anne Lebunski performs on the organ of St. Peter Roman Catholic Cathedral in Erie, Pennsylvania. L'Amour et Resurrectio by Jean Longley was performed by Anne Labunski. She played the instrument at St. Peter Roman Catholic Cathedral in Erie, Pennsylvania. Philip Stopford's grand anthem, O How Glorious is the Kingdom, is based on a medieval Latin hymn. It paraphrases a verse from the Book of Revelation in a joyous outburst. The Truro Cathedral Choir is accompanied by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, all conducted by Christopher Gray. The Truro Cathedral Choir, led by Christopher Gray, sang Oh, How Glorious is the Kingdom by Philip Stopford. They were accompanied by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. From the Requiem by Canadian composer Eleanor Daly, we'll hear her touching setting of words by Mary Elizabeth Fry, which begin, Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. In Remembrance is sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario. Noel Edison conducts. In Remembrance by Eleanor Daly was sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Elora. Noel Edison conducted. The choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills, recently released a new recording, For All the Saints. It's their first recording with noted composer and organist Craig Phillips as conductor. We'll listen to the title track, a complete setting of the hymn, with tune by Rafe Vaughan Williams. Craig Phillips conducts with Jason Klein Mendoza at the organ.
Thank you.
For All the Saints was sung by the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills. Craig Phillips conducted. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God is the translation of the opening of our next selection, Justorum Anime. It's one of three motets, Opus 38, from 1905 by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. Graham Ross leads the choir of Clare College, Cambridge in this recording. Justorum Anime by C.V. Stanford. The choir of Clare College, Cambridge sang under the direction of Graham Ross. The heart-wrenching loss of a newborn child was the impetus for René Clausen to compose a setting of Set Me as a Seal Upon Your Heart in 1989. The text from the Song of Solomon receives a simple and direct setting that speaks of both quiet joy and bittersweet sorrow. Charles Bruffy directs the Kansas City Chorale. Set Me as a Seal from the larger work A New Creation by Renee Clausen. The Kansas City Chorale sang, led by Charles Bruffy. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Give Rest, O Christ presents a haunting melody from Kiev, setting the Russian Kontakion of the Dead, here translated by W.J. Birkbeck. Sung by lower voices, the melancholy tune enhances the words which contrast human mortality with divine immortality. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. the Russian Kontakion of the Dead, Give Rest, O Lord, as sung by the men of the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. Psalm 91 provides words of comfort that are often spoken or sung at memorial services. Michael Jonkas has written a setting in which many have found inspiration and peace. On Eagle's Wings is sung here by the Houston Children's Chorus. Stephen Roddy directs, accompanied by Robert Brewer. The Houston Children's Chorus sang On Eagle's Wings by Michael Jonkas. Stephen Roddy conducted. In our next selection, John Darwall's sturdy hymn tune known as Darwall's 148th sets words by 17th century writer Richard Baxter, reworked in the 19th century by John Hampton Gurney. Ye Holy Angels Bright is sung by the choir and congregation of Bath Abbey. Peter King directs with Marcus Seeley at the organ.
Thank you.
Ye Holy Angels Bright was sung by the choir and congregation at Bath Abbey, led by Peter King. Sublime music by Sir William H. Harris is next. Harris held several appointments at Lichfield Cathedral, New College, Oxford, and the Royal College of Music before being appointed organist and choirmaster at St. George's Chapel, Windsor, in 1933. He was primarily known as an excellent choir trainer, but also left several remarkable choral works. We'll hear a setting of words from the Salisbury Diurnal, "Holy is the True Light." The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, is directed by John Scott. John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in "Holy is the True Light" by Sir William H. Harris. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The music of Irish composer Tariq O'Regan, born in 1978, bears the imprint of several other influential composers of recent years, including Arvo Pärt and John Tavener, as well as Morten Lauridsen and even Eric Whitaker. The text of "We Remember Them" is by Roland Gittelson, and is sung by the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills. Craig Phillips directs with soprano soloist Sarah Parga. We Remember Them by Tariq O'Regan. Craig Phillips led the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills. John Cameron has contributed some interesting and highly successful transcriptions of instrumental works to the choral literature. Among his best known is a transcription of Nimrod from the Enigma Variations of Edward Elgar to set the text Lux Aeterna, or Eternal Light. We'll listen to the choir of St. John's Church Elora sing this beautifully solemn piece. Noel Edison conducts. Noel Edison led the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario, in Lux Aeterna, transcribed from Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations. Isaac Watts's paraphrase of Psalm 90 speaks of the continuum of life and death and God's ever-presence in it. O God, Our Help in Ages Past is arranged here by Richard Webster, who leads musicians from the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois.
Thank you.
O God, Our Help in Ages Past, as arranged by Richard Webster, who directed musicians from the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to commemorate All Saints and All Souls. I hope you've enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website with heartandvoice.org. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.